The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 25th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all the podcast platforms, popular and unpopular. So sit back, relax, get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the absolute guru of the common man, PhD of Waffle House, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint, and Dr. Deering.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I just want to go on record. The real doctor got, and Dr. Deering, I got the PhD of Waffle House, common man. You know one of us needs our ego stroked more than the other one. Or this guy gets, he's a great human being. Hey, Dr. Deering. Hey. Now, how are you?
Yes. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We got a pretty packed show today. I got a lot of notes. I've done some homework over the week and always accumulating hopeful information and energy for people to empower their own health. I got to put a shout out to Dr. Red down at the surgical walk-in location downtown near Publix. I had a spot on my nose and it's been there for a while. I went and had it removed on Tuesday, and he's a magical hands. I tell you, it's the only clinic of its kind in the whole United States. And he's a 40-year history of being a surgeon. And what you do is you just walk in, and walked in at 8:01. At 8:17, he was done. There's no red tape. It's pay per service. And he does take Medicare, but I'm not sure how that works.
I went to him a couple of times on your recommendation. I actually took my daughter there when she had something pop up. She's young. And I was like, hey, that doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I took her there. But I've been in many times. I walked in once, and he walked in, had something on my leg. He goes, yep, you're good. He said, I'll take it off unless you want me to. Mm-hmm. But no, you're good. I said, nope. I was there literally 3 minutes. And I said, how much do you? He goes, I was walking down the hallway. We're fine.
He's such a cool
guy. And then the other time I had to go in, of course I had to pay because there was work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
He was just the best. He was very good with my daughter. Uh-huh. Very thoughtful because she was a little scared. Anyway, I'm just affirming what you're saying.
Yeah.
He is my go-to. I've sent my mom there to him several times.
It's the way Beautiful. It should be.
Oh, my gosh.
The way it should be. That's
Absolutely.
Right.
It reminds you of the, you know what, now that you say that, it reminded me of all the doctors I had growing up. You know, and 20, 30 years ago, they spent some time with you, just talked to you casual. Mm-hmm. So, no, you're good. Or no, we need to take a look at that. Yeah. It was he's very good.
Well, he did just call me back 5 minutes before the show, and I do have to go back for a little bit more because I do have a basal cell that is a little bit bigger than what he removed the first time because they had to do a pathology report. It'd be my second one of my life. The last one was about 20 years ago. It's both on the nose. So we will see how that path goes. I certainly value the parts of traditional medicine that I value, which is one of these.
Well, this is what we've talked about. This is the perfect marriage is let them do what they're good at.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll be talking about a case study where we're we're helping patients who have cancer right now. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to know if you've been taking your own medicine.
Well, I need to hear what your recommendations are because I know part of them, I'm sure, but
you do. You do. I've learned everything from you.
So. Hey, I'm going to go down and eat at a new location, a new restaurant. It's not too new. Maybe a year old that's been open. But my best buddy Brian's been eating there, Five and Dime. It's down there right next to Dr. Red's place, right there at the Walnut Street Bridge across from Walgreens. And I think Beast and Barrel, I think, was the name of the place before that. But he loves it. Going to go there and eat in a couple days. I'll give you a review of that new protein bar that I have now discovered as the very finest of 46-year career at Nutrition World, called Power Fit Bar. It's only four ingredients. It has grass-fed beef protein, tallow, raw honey, and unbelievable consistency. It has to be kept frozen. One of the only bars we have in the freezer. And when you let it warm up a little bit, best consistency I've ever had. It's not that chewiness, and digest absolutely perfect.
And this is the one that Katie was eating the other day in our meeting.
That's the one I brought to her that she'd never had.
Literally, it was a 45-minute meeting, and it was like a sponsored commercial every 6 minutes. So what do you think about the budget for that? This bar is great.
Yes, exactly.
I love this bar.
Right.
I'm like, okay. It's not like product placement. Yeah.
Is it pretty well priced? Most of those?
No, it's expensive.
It is.
Ooh.
You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
You do it.
See, that's why I like you as a business owner. Is this something I can afford? No. No. You could buy a dozen donuts for what you could buy this bar for, Clark.
That's exactly right.
You should go buy
a dozen donuts. What does a dozen donuts cost?
No,
I don't know. It's got to be less.
Think.
Yeah, it is.
It's so ridiculous.
I can go get, well, never mind.
I coach football, and if our team has a shutout, we will buy the kids donuts.
Okay.
So I retired for 6 years, and when I came back, we had a shutout. So I went to buy donuts. And you would not believe it was like $12 for a dozen donuts.
Oh, I'm living back in the 80s when it was $4.
$3 or $4. Yeah.
Okay.
So this, back in the day.
So this bar at $4 and something.
Oh, your deal. Yeah, that's a deal.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I like that. I'm still thinking of the phone booth that used a dime.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that? The dime, not a quarter, but
can
a dime.
Can you find a phone booth?
No.
No, there's anymore.
No.
They're, I think, non-existent now.
No. Can we sound any more old right now? I don't remember they had a dime in the phones.
But those were the best of days.
No, they were. Absolutely.
Best of time. Yeah.
Don't forget, people, at Bert, our farmer, comes almost every single Saturday with the most amazing vegetables.
Peaches.
Peaches and strawberries and this and that. And Katie said the squash was like somebody had grown it with sugar. It was so sweet. And he's at Nutrition World, usually for between 9 and 11, 9 to 12, till he sells out every single Saturday. So make sure you swing by Nutrition World. Most people don't know that we offer that. So I love it, love it, love it. Couple things to start with, because we got a kind of a packed show. Very interesting to me that Florida bans fluoride. Florida has passed a new law banning fluoride from the public water system. Governor Ron DeSantis says people should have the choice to use fluoride and not get forced to use it through tap water. And I'm a big proponent of that. Why? Because fluoride tends to block the thyroid from its producing thyroxin, and it may have other implications, but that one alone, we have an epidemic of thyroid dysfunction.
It's a neurotoxin.
And a neurotoxin, it is.
And whenever people kind of look at me funny when I say, make sure you don't have fluoride in your toothpaste, like I'm crazy, I say, have you looked at the backside? Look what it says when it says you accidentally swallow. Call it poison center.
There you go.
And
who you're listening to is Dr. Deering, who is the clinical pharmacist and staff member of Nutrition World now, full time, and is helping so many people. Thing on golf courses, I've always felt intuitively that golf courses were unhealthy. And the reason is because it is heavily manicured and heavily sprayed with chemicals. Well, here's a study. A new study suggests that living near a golf course may increase your risk of Parkinson's disease. Researchers found that people lived within 1 to 3 miles of a golf course had higher odds of developing Parkinson's. The risk was higher among individuals who relied on the tap water near golf courses. Bingo. And researchers analyzed this data from 400 individuals diagnosed with Parkinson's and more than 5,000 control participants. Those who live within 1 mile of a golf course were twice as likely to get Parkinson's. We go back again to, you talk about, if you go to most traditional thinkers of health and you say, toxins cause disease, they will start laughing because that's not part of the protocols of their education. A toxin that, you know, we don't have to, the term is toxin, could be any chemical. There's thousands of those, but the consumer doesn't know the names, but we just know they're chemicals. So if we call them toxins, then it's like we need to detoxify, and they won't have any part of that conversation. We have to set ourselves up for success by knowing we live in a toxic world, and you do all you can, and then you go live your life. But you have to have clean water that's done at home, not relying on the water system of Chattanooga. And then secondly, do many other things, like increase your body with nutrients so it has the ability to perhaps detox some of these.
Let me tell you a personal story related to that. I had a friend growing up who was a great golfer. His problem was that he liked to walk the course, which was good, but he liked to walk it barefoot.
Ooh.
And just, he died in his 40s.
Really?
From cancer. So, wow. Pretty sure the glyphosate and all the other toxins that they're putting led to that. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I got a client coming in to see me next Tuesday, having Parkinson's-like disease. Just pretty much was assuming that if not caused by, being exacerbated by his statin that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about his future use of that. But the first question I'm going to ask him on Tuesday is, do you live near a golf course?
Bingo. Please, I know you'll advise me of that. And it doesn't prove one way or the other. If he does, it doesn't prove it. If he doesn't, and it's either way. But it's another piece of evidence.
Right.
If you're going to wait for absolute 99% proof on anything with health, you probably will die from a disease before you ever get those answers, because we don't live in a world that can offer those kind of guarantees. We just simply don't.
I do believe, though, that there, and I know I'm not saying we do this or you do this, especially I know you don't do it in the nutrition world, but we have a tendency to throw words around with no real thought of the consequences. When we say the word toxic, everything's toxic now. Oh, if you take that, it's going to be toxic.
Yeah.
Too. And really, it's too much of something, right? I mean, some things our body can tolerate up to a certain point. And so I think sometimes, and maybe that's a good conversation we can have down the road on a segment, is when we say things are toxic, let's pick out a few and say up to, because everything is going to have, everything, even good stuff, can be bad for us at some diminishing return point.
Yeah, the dose is the poison.
Well, that's it. So I think sometimes somebody hears fluoride and you go, oh, it's all toxic. Well, maybe, depending on what we're talking about. But sometimes throwing the word toxic, I think, in other words, I think toxins kind of become a white noise thing sometimes.
And
because there's toxins everywhere. But is it hurting me yet or not?
I promise you, if somebody walked in this room right now, they would say we have toxic masculinity.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, sitting out there with the blue shirt on.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, give me a
minute. No, I'm saying,
turn it on.
I'm saying all three of us.
All right.
I mean.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more information on vascular health. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and Dr. Kurt Dehring. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and now Dr. Dehring are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. I got some good points I want to get across before I motor mouth Dr. Dehring gets talking, because sometimes he has a lot to say and it's all worthwhile. But hey, this is pretty cool. You know, I'm on TikTok and I've got about 13 million views and about 96,000 followers. And it's under Nutritional World Chattanooga, I think, or Nutritional World Tennessee. I'm not sure which one. But this was really cool. I didn't do this one, but it's one of the new viral tips on TikTok. It's called okra water. Okra water is the latest health trend on TikTok, and it claims it may help regulate blood sugar, support gut health, and aid in weight management. It says to make it, people soak raw okra pods in water overnight and drink the infused water the next day. While okra is rich in vitamins and minerals, experts note most of these nutrients don't really transfer into the water, but it says to try it, soak 2 to 4 okra pods in water for 8 to 24 hours at room temperature, drink 8 ounces in the morning. And there's just people who are raving about this as far as their health. Of course, I've seen a lot of fads over 46 years. They usually come and they usually go in a period of 3 to 9 months, but it certainly can't hurt you to drink okra water. Hmm. Just throw that out. So Clint could go out and get him some okra. Maybe Bert, our farmer, will grow some okra, and you can soak some
okra water. Okay.
Okra water.
Okra. All right.
Hey, and I guess get a point in here for Bobby Kennedy. It was really cool because last week he was testifying, and inside the hearing room at the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services, and Robert Kennedy didn't just testify, he testified with fire in his bones. Through 2 intense hearings, he held the line on behalf of the American people, often under fierce interrogation. One of the most searing revelations came when Kennedy exposed the corruption within the National Institutes of Health, blaming it for the stagnation in Alzheimer's research. For 20 years, because of utter corruption and fraud, we were directing Alzheimer's research to one hypothesis, and any other approach was essentially blacklisted. His words struck like lightning. They didn't just challenge the narrative, they shattered it. And Republican Representative Louis Frankel attempted to reduce Bobby's vision for the HS reform to Elon Musk plugging random numbers into a computer is what you're talking about. And he said, everything that you just said was dishonest. And he spoke not from his ego, but from moral clarity by data, integrity, and a lifetime of advocacy. And he said, lastly, just look at our children. They're the sickest children in the world. And in that moment, you could feel a tectonic shift, not just in the hearing room, but across the national conscience. It was a line drawn, and millions are standing behind it. There's no doubt you have eyeballs and you have ears. You see the unhealthiness of our children today.
Yeah, but I will say this. The thing that frustrates me a little bit when I get into these conversations, because they all become political. We don't want them to. But people will just do two things when they hear these kind of stuff. First, they dismiss anything someone says based off one or two things they got wrong in the past,
yep,
or something crazy they may have said 6 years ago, because none of us have said crazy things. None of us have posted stuff we regret. Or they shift the argument to something else that's not about the topic. For instance, I heard somebody say, like, we've not been trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all these diseases in the past. I'm like, that's not what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's not right. Saying that the people involved, I mean, the researchers, they were doing what they were instructed to do. They're good people. They're out there doing their job. All he's saying is going to reallocate, expand what they're going to, how they're going to use it, and reprioritize. And I'm like, why can you not, first of all, have a conversation based off the merit of his, that one topic, not 12 topics, he's this one topic.
Yeah.
And two, if you're going to dismiss people who say something smart in the moment based off something they said dumb in the past, then we're out of people we can talk to, because we've all said it. I don't get the whole concept of, I really think we should talk about oranges. Yeah, but you said some bad stuff about apples.
There you go.
For the love of goodness, I know that, but let's talk oranges. Anyway, back to the smart people in the room.
Well, the Alzheimer thing was all based on the beta amyloid theory, which is being poked holes in many times from many other thinkers. And one of those is the Dr. Bredesen, who I interviewed on one of my podcasts on how do we truly stop Alzheimer's in its tracks. And he says, if you have a roof of your house that has 17 holes in it and you fix 14, the three will still flood your house. There's 17 reasons, he says, why the brain gets into the area of Alzheimer's. And beta amyloid is probably more of the marker than the cause. So when you have Alzheimer's, you're going to form beta amyloid, but everyone's pointed to that as the cause, and it seems to be a flimsy theory at this point.
Now, what I've heard about the beta amyloid is, I think this was about a year or 2 years ago, that it kept popping up, this one picture kept popping up, and people kept questioning it. Anyway, they ended up looking back, going to the original scans and stuff that were done. This was all fabricated.
Really?
So the whole theory of that being, and the consensus is that we wasted decades of time going after beta amyloid when we should have been looking at other things.
Bingo.
All right. And the longer I'm working at Nutrition World, the more I'm learning. It comes down to toxins you're putting in your body and your gut microbiome, which kind of go together sometimes.
Amen.
But anyway, you know, in most of our studies, you've got people leaving. You've got people leaving, like JAMA, I think it was, the editor that was there coming out and saying that most of our studies, she goes, I wouldn't rely on them at all. That most of them are, you know, just not valid studies, weren't done right, or they're just biased in some way. Mm-hmm. So it's sad the state that we're kind of in with the medical
field. It's scary, because when you are under the weather with sickness, you need people you trust, and it's becoming less trustworthy. Now, there are people, I trust people, I don't trust the system. So that's the way it is. But turning
Maha,
a corner.
Maha, baby.
Yes.
And if people don't know where Maha kind of got its, at least its juice from, there's a guy named Dale Bigtree who runs a thing, it's called The High Wire. And if you don't know about it, just look up thehighwire.com. It's ICANN. It's a network that's called Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN. They have done more good for us over the last 4 years than you can ever imagine with Maha and with promoting Kennedy's ideas and things, with going after the vaccines, going after the companies, holding them accountable, suing them. And they are number one, absolutely number one. Dale Bigtree, he got his start. He used to do he was the director of a medical show with like Oz or those guys, something. And then he ended up doing the movie Vaxxed. And then from there, he started this whole world of letting people know it's not just about vaccines, but it's about our health. It's about our environment, talking about you know, EMFs and talking about regenerative farming and all that. So, it, okay. Speaking of which, you know, we at some point we will talk about my regenerative farming.
I sent three or four of you. How many does in
four of us?
Four of our great staff members up to a regenerative farm that is ran by Dr. Oz, not Dr. Oz,
no.
Dr.
Wow.
Axe, Dr.
Yeah,
Axe,
Axe,
and his partner, who is the one that started Garden of Life. And it is amazing regenerative farm. I went to the big one they had down in Missouri about 3.5 years ago, and it was a game changer for me. We're going to have you give a few minute synopsis of what you saw at this regenerative farm. And this is not organic. This is actually, in one way, step better than organic.
Beyond organic.
Yes. So organic's fine. If you get organic, you're still way ahead of the game. But as far as the future of our earth and our soil, regenerative is, as the name speaks, regenerating. So at this point, let me get a couple more little things out, and then you got a couple things to talk about too. I want to read, and again, I talk about microplastics. Man, I think microplastics and seed oils are going to be my two villains for the next year, there's no doubt. Because, you know, it takes time to dig deep enough to really figure out the real cause of, you know, things. So we can't figure out the cause of Clint's baldness that easy, but if we dig deep enough, we could. Or
thank you.
Yeah, you're right. But on microplastics, I mean, 10 years ago, there wouldn't even, you barely could even probably have a word for that. But we're consuming about the equivalent of at least a half a credit card of plastics per month. But here's a study. Study confirms that birds are breathing in microplastics. 2025 study found microplastic particles in every lung sample from 51 bird species with an average of 221 particles per lungs. And microplastics, why do we worry? Because they disrupt hormone balance, cause chronic inflammation, create oxidative stress, damage the gut, and even cross the placenta and blood-brain barrier. And to reduce your microplastic exposure, you know, there's a lot of steps. One is switch to reusable bags, because when you heat up things in plastic or they're even warm when they put in there, you're going to have some microplastics. Store food in glass containers instead of those plastics. Avoid using single-use plastics. Choose natural home products. And then here's one that I'm a big fan of, especially in my bedroom, is you get an air filter that truly removes it from the air. I use an air filter called Air Doctor. I had forgotten how much the filter replacements were. I ordered them yesterday, and I get five filters, which will last me a year to maybe 18 months at most, and it's $179. Mm. So it's not cheap to do this, but you got to have the kind of quality filters in order to remove microplastic. And, of course, the biggest one is bottled water, most likely. So,
well, you get what you pay for.
Yep. So what you want to talk about, Dr. Kurt?
Well, I mean, did you want me to talk about the regenerative?
I tell you what.
Or are we doing that towards the end?
Why don't we, since I'm the pilot in command over here, why don't we do this in the third segment?
Absolutely.
Because I know you can't keep it under 2 minutes, and we're starting to roll up on a few minutes here. So I'm going to give you the floor on most of segment three, and that's going to be exciting. People are going to be hanging on the edge of their seat to listen to you.
Sure they will.
Yeah. Hey, this is interesting. Under the facts post, which has everything backed up that these are factual, you know, the urine of a diabetic person contains so much sugar that it can be purified and made into a high-end single malt whiskey. This is a whole story about this guy, James Gilbin, who's a designer and researcher. And what he did was he acquired from elderly volunteers, including his grandmother, their urine, and purified it in the same way as the water is purified, and with the sugar molecules removed and added to the mash stock to accelerate the whiskey's fermentation process, this made out a clear alcohol spirit, a type of whiskey. And it was just an interesting story because it shows you how much sugar is in our body if you're able to make whiskey out of it after you pee-pee.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Maybe they can market that.
Yeah. Tell me you don't have a girlfriend without telling me you don't have a girlfriend. Who's getting urine and making whiskey out of it? Dude, you're not in prison. What the hell? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey,
we already know they've got shit. They're diabetics. We already know that they have an issue. Hey, you know what? Let's prove that they're worse off than we thought.
Well,
everybody pee in a jar.
You can actually have diabetes
it doesn't,
without urine without the
sugar.
Without the sugar.
Well, so this guy would then just be making non-alcoholic whiskey and drinking pee is what he's doing.
But you know, urine is sterile. I don't know if you know that.
You can try to make this a good story if you want to. Hey, that dude's taking urine and making whiskey out of it. Hey, that's a bad story.
Listen,
that's a bad headline.
If you get really super deep into the craziness of my industry, there is urine therapy. There's no doubt, because it gives a feedback loop into the body that tells it what it needs to fix. And so I want to ask both of you, which I know the answer.
Well, I mean, I think there's no
way.
Have
you ever drank your own urine?
Three things. First of all, I'm going to answer that question. But first of all, I think there's something you can get something and data from studying your urine. I'm not saying that. You're not making whiskey out of it. Two, there's crazy people out there that eat placenta and make earrings out of it.
Talk about my daughter that way.
That's on you. I'm just saying there's not people. The third is, no, I haven't, Ed, because I'm an American and I have freedom around me. I don't have the freedom not to drink my urine.
But you have,
no, I'm not a communist country where I'm thirsty and have to drink urine.
You would have no health issues if you drank a few drops a day. You know.
Whoa. No, there's a follow-up question here. I'm going to look at Dr. Daring as I ask it to Ed. So, Ed, do you drink a couple of drops of your urine every day?
Let me tell you, Ed has done every single thing that I ever have read about. I have tried it. And yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I have not.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. I couldn't help it. I was in a weak moment. I had drank too much.
Do you know how much intention has to come with catching the urine?
Yeah.
Looking at the urine.
I know.
Drinking the urine.
You don't have to tell me.
You accidentally, I fell into my pool of my urine.
We definitely aren't going to go there, but I accidentally walked by and heard people talking about the P. Diddy trial or something. And I just kept walking. But it did have something to do with urine.
They're not doing it for health reasons. I can tell you that now.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you. We could probably end this segment on that, because
I didn't bring that up. You're doctor.
Yeah, but
guy with the degree.
You put fertilizer on it, though.
Here's the thing. If I was extremely thirsty, I mean, if I was about to die, I would drink my own urine.
Or somebody else. If I was about to dry, I'd drink your blood.
It's sterile. Unless you got some kind of infection going on, it's sterile. So it should not be a problem. Yes. But it comes down to taste and
kind of. It also comes down to your urine.
Hey, listen.
It also comes down to that, doctor.
But mine is blue because I take methylene blue. So it's pretty. Okay? Y'all's is not
pretty.
Pretty
gross.
Well, that's
so. That's a plus, right?
Maybe
there.
Might give a new meaning to Ed Jones's tequila drink or something.
What's the blueness
to it? Stay away.
Hey, I think it's time to take a break, crazy guys. When we come back, we're going to hear about Dr. Daring's trip up to the regenerative farm. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Daring, Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Here we are back again with all kind of craziness, and we're going to hear from Dr. Deering here. But before that, there is one other study I wanted to cover. In fact, Dr. Red, who I talked about earlier, had asked me before he did his little minor surgery on me, got to ask you a question, Ed. What about C15? Well, C15 is not known by many people, but it's a certain type of fat that is found in healthy foods. We don't even sell a supplement for it, but in kefir and in Alzheimer's, since we talked about it earlier, this was a study that I had already ready to talk about. Alzheimer's disease affects memory, of course, and cognition. And the number of cases globally are expected to rise to more than 150 million by 2050, if something doesn't change. But it is really a primary disease driven by inflammation, oxidative stress, and gut-brain dysfunction. As Dr. Deering just always said, you know, the connection of the microbiome. Well, kefir, whole fat kefir, has been shown to significantly improve the memory in people with Alzheimer's because of many different reasons, and especially the inflammatory factors within the brain. And it's actually essential fat found in grass-fed dairy like kefir, and it protects against the neurodegeneration because it strengthens the cell membranes and protects the mitochondria of the brain. And secondly, is everyone who has any of these brain conditions, neurological conditions, I insist strongly that you get your iron levels checked. Excess iron and ferritin, which is storage iron, it has to be on the low end, or you will add to the list of things that are damaging the brain, because iron accumulation in the brain accelerates Alzheimer's through oxidative damage. And it's easy to take care of it. You just eat less iron and you go get blood at Blood Assurance. So what about your trip with Thera from Nutrition World, Amber, who's our gut expert at Nutrition World, been on Vital Health Radio, and Amy, who is our multiple expert on many areas, including fitness. And I had been to this 3 years prior and was learned so much about the interaction between nature, soil, bugs, how we process, how we allow animals on the soil. And I want to hear a few minutes of what you learned from this regenerative farm tour.
Well, I'm not sure I learned a lot more than what I learned from the movie Common Ground, okay, which I talked about last time on the show. However, actually seeing it and being able to put my hands in the dirt and pet the water buffaloes and the animals of there, the goats and stuff, it just getting your hands on it was great. And the lunch we had was crazy good. It was all from food that was made there. Mm-hmm. It was all organic, and
It was absolutely delicious. But it was a real learning experience. I mean, I took notes like I normally do. I did meet that it's Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, he's quite famous.
Yeah, quite famous.
Why was he there? He was doing a tour?
He was doing a tour as well as, I think, a little bit of a documentary. Matter of fact, I think I made their documentary. I had poison ivy, and there was one of their plants there that we were putting on the poison ivy, or reaction to the poison ivy, to see if it would help.
Yeah.
I think it helped. But I also was putting a crap ton of pretty potent steroids on there too, so I think that helped as well. But anyway, it was a great trip. The notes I took basically is, you know, modern industrial farming has devastated our soil.
Now, what does that mean, industrial farming?
That's so
that when you drive down the interstate and you see all these massive acres with tons of rows, straight rows of corn or other foods, you can tell that's a traditional farm because that's not really the way regenerative farming grows, which is in those straight rows, right?
Right. And basically that stuff is just growing because it's going down there. You're keeping it watered, you're keeping it fertilized, but you're not getting any of the nutrients and things you need. What you need and what we've depleted over the last centuries is we've depleted that microbiome that's inside underneath the soil. Mm-hmm. And that only comes when you're actually fertilizing it naturally. You've got ground cover. If you don't have ground cover, then basically the temperatures can be 20 degrees higher without ground cover. So any kind of soil that's hitting that kind of heat, nothing can live underneath that. So the ground cover allows that soil
ground
to be
cover being stuff growing.
Right.
Okay.
Grass, weeds, yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
So when you get that microbiome going underneath, it actually has life. You have worms underneath there. You have the mycelium, the fungal growth. Mm-hmm. You have the bacteria growing in there. So you have all these nutrients and things, and these are the things that actually provide the stuff we need.
And weeds. So when you have weeds, and people who are traditional will kill everything because they're trying to kill the weeds.
Kill everything.
And that means that I didn't even think about the temperature. That is cool because you can, it makes sense, 20 degrees hotter because there's no umbrella for the soil.
Right. And so that's killing the life underneath. And then what they're saying is that we have common ground here and that we can actually pull carbon. The more green that everything is, and you're not going to make it green, it's going to die when you're doing tilling. Mm-hmm. So your tilling is hurting the biome underneath. The lack of ground cover is killing it. The pesticides and glyphosate is killing it. So, but if you do it differently, if you use animals to come in and do the fertilization through natural ways, and you got to move them around. And we actually did that while we were there. We moved them from one section to another.
Yeah,
using some of the, well, anyway, you actually have, I lost my train of thought there, but basically everything gets greener, and when everything gets greener, you're actually pulling carbon back out of the atmosphere. And if you're worried about carbon in the atmosphere, which I'm not necessarily worried about that, but if you're worried about it, hey, guess what? A nice green earth from a good living microbiome underneath this in the soil and pulling it down in there, that carbon down in there, you're actually going to lessen the carbon load. If you, like I said, I'm not a big worrier of that, but that's where our common ground comes in. The people that believe in that and the climate change, they're going to get what they want. And then what are we going to get from our side? We're going to get healthy food and we're going to be able to feed the world. So you feed the world and you feed them healthy, then you change the health of people. When you change that, you change everything, which is what Ed Jones is all about, changing the world one person at a time through health. And that's what we're getting. All right, back to my notes.
And when you don't have animals on those soils, the animals' hooves need to be in there to help, again, turn on more microbiome, transfer different bacteria within the soil, all these different things. So if a piece of land doesn't have any animals, it actually is less healthy, right?
Right. Yeah. Because some of the things I learned were things like when a goat is chewing up on a weed or a grass or whatever, the saliva actually stimulates that and it goes through to the ground and stimulates the roots.
Oh, really? So saliva does.
Yeah. It's just
cool.
Stuff like that the mycelium underneath there has a network that over the, from one side of a farm to another, if one side doesn't have enough carbon, doesn't have enough nitrogen, doesn't have enough some kind of nutrient it needs, that mycelium can deliver it to the other side of the farm underneath.
It has its own communication system, doesn't it? It's almost like an orchestra also, because there's so many interconnections. And if the music isn't in playing good, there's something out of tune. And we have created a lot of out-of-tune soils, there's no doubt.
Yeah. And these animals, they know which things to eat, not eat. They know which ones are going to do different things to them. They know when to stop eating. So there's a lot of things we don't give some of these animals credit for. But anyway, so... Let's see, some other notes that I wrote here are one-third of farmable land has been lost in the last 40 years. So, and basically what we're saying is we're going in a degeneration kind of mode right now, and what we want to do is have regeneration. And once we get regeneration, we get sustainability. So the six principles of regenerative agriculture I wrote down here is to minimize soil disturbance, so you're not tilling up everything and everything I've already talked about, no synthetic chemicals. You build a soil microbiome. You cover the soil with living plants. You use mixed species to do a holistic grazing. And then one of the things I was interested in when I was there, I said there's really not as many insects and things as I thought there would be based on the fact that they're not spraying and doing all this other stuff. Well, they use ducks and other things to get rid of the insects. So it's all there's all these different animals playing a different role there. Mm-hmm. And the fascinating thing was to learn about these water buffaloes. Fascinating creatures. They're like domesticated pets almost, how friendly they are and nice. But they take up, if a coyote comes up and tries to take out a goat, the water buffaloes go after them.
You know, something about the word water buffalo reminds me of Clint. I don't know what it is, but there's something in
trying
common.
To force me into a conversation is not good radio, sir. I had nothing to say on water buffaloes.
Put it this way, I was so impressed and inspired that I've got a nice little piece of land right behind my house, even though I'm in town, but it's a nice, about an acre back there. I wanted to get a water buffalo, some goats, but my wife put the nix to that. So
hey, but you know what? All you're talking about can be also be done in a small garden, right?
And that's what they want. They want everybody that can possibly plant something, do your own garden, just plant something. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and this sounds weird, but I wouldn't be surprised if this kind of thing catches on, that 20 years from now, you drive down the road and you see, instead of seeing in somebody's yard landscaping, you're seeing a row of tomato plants.
You know, you could be right. You sure could be right.
And if people could hear me say this 10 years ago, they would say, that doesn't sound like the Deering I know. But when you keep an open mind and you realize truth, I'm a truth seeker. And so
I love that.
The truth seeking, the truth is that big companies took over my profession, and big companies took over farming, and it was to the detriment of people and the health of people.
Ooh, well, it could be a bumper sticker if that wasn't so long. That's awesome.
And what you also get out of that, for all the other things I mentioned too, that I also wrote down here, is that you get net water gain when you have all this growth. You're not losing all your water.
Water table, that's what it's called, isn't it? A water table, I think.
But if you don't have all that ground cover and all that stuff, you get evaporation, a lot more evaporation. You get a lot more water loss. Whereas the regenerative way of farming, you're keeping that water in the soil.
Hey, the other movie that turned me onto this was The Biggest Little Farm documentary.
I've heard, so that one is
just, I've said it 10 times on this show over the years. I haven't watched your movie. Mine was life-changing. This couple buys this farm that was just red dirt. And 3 years later, they had I will call it the orchestra of the soil. But it took a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, as you saw that when you went to that farm.
Well, this farm is in year four, and it's in Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay.
And it was Ancient Nutrition, by the way, that sponsored us on this. And thank you to them.
Yeah, thank you, Chad, for helping us to get all up there.
Yeah, definitely. But I had heard that you'd gone to they have a 4,000-acre one, or close to 4,000 acres in Missouri. I heard that's the one you went to.
I did. I couldn't walk at the time due to my hips, but they helped carry me around. But I made it.
Well, maybe now that you can walk, we can go back.
Hey, I could run. 2 years out, I'm running almost. I'm going to change the subject totally because we have to end this on this segment. I look forward to starting boxing with Clint Powell once I get through this bodybuilding contest, which is on July 19th, Chattanooga Convention Center, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And it's pretty cool. And it's also going to be partnered with a powerlifting kind of meet, isn't it, Clint?
I think there's one going on at the same time.
It's going on. It's not the same.
It's in the same place, same venue almost. But, I mean, put it this way. If you're into physical fitness, health, powerlifting, life improvement type stuff, you're going to have plenty to go see that day.
You know, all men, as they get older, always talk about when they really did something macho back when they were young, since they can't do it anymore. I did one of those powerlifting meets where they had an arm curl contest. You had to put your butt against the wall with a piece of paper. And so what you would do is they would start with, you know, a certain amount of weight. And if the paper fell, then you were disqualified, because that means you were moving away from the wall. You had to keep your body straight. And weighing 185, I curled 185. So I just want you all to applaud and tell me how strong I was. Thank you. Hey, Clint, what about you, Water Buffalo?
Boo.
Hey, I like to see how much you can curl with your paper against the wall.
I can't curl anything now. I've got torn biceps from doing macho stuff back in the day.
Well, you did, but you got another macho thing over that, which is a tattoo.
Yeah, you can't see it now. I mean, you can, but it's all weak now because
that's got a peak on it.
Yeah, it does. Of course, it can't lift anything anymore, but yeah, it looks fantastic.
Hey, looks is all that counts.
Thank God. I've got that going for me.
Yeah, at least.
Said no one ever. Jeez. Oh, all right. This is getting depressing. He can't lift, and he's ugly. Good job.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. No more comment from Ed Jones's camp over here. Some days I kind of feel sorry for the water buffalo, but today's not one of those. But maybe tomorrow. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words, one word of wisdom and a little bit more info. But Dr. Kirk's got a little bit of stuff he still wants to talk about. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell and Dr. Deering, welcoming you back to Vital Health Radio. What's up, Dr. Deering, on your note here that you've been wanting to talk about?
Well, my case study this week was going to be, just to let you know, that I got more and more people coming in to see me for different things, but one of the common things seems to be lately is a lot of cancer. And so I was going to just talk about some of the things we can do to support people's health that are going through cancer. There's plenty of data out there to show that you can either improve outcomes with chemotherapy and radiation. And then, anyway, lots of data to show how these nutraceuticals work. Usually we talk to people about 5 of them. We'll go over to that next time on the next show. What I will just do is give a little teaser on the fact that one of them, of course, is my favorite thing, which is curcumin. And curcumin, just so people know, wonder where does all this data come from? Why do we actually do studies in the nutraceutical world? There are 7,900 studies published and archived on the electronic database in the National Institutes of Health on curcumin and cancer. So there you have it. So we'll go over that a little bit more next time. I did want to say, though, that I was going through my different journals and stuff, and I came across curcumin is effective in reducing cardiometabolic risk factors. So this was a study found that curcumin supplements significantly lowered several cardiometabolic risk factors in obese patients with type 2 diabetes. It was a randomized placebo-controlled trial published in Nutrients last July. It took about 227 participants and divided them up equally. And basically, they looked at cardiometabolic risk factors like cholesterol, triglycerides, uric acid, cytokine levels, and then one of my favorites is high sensitivity CRP. They looked at that. So they looked at all these different cardiovascular risk factors, put these people on it, checked them at the beginning and at 6, 9, and 12-month intervals. And the authors stated that these multi-targeted effects and historical usage underscore the importance of natural products in creating effective holistic treatments for metabolic diseases. What they said at the end. The conclusion of the study, though, was that it's effective in reducing cardiometabolic risk factors. So it compared statistically significant results. And I think what a lot of people would be interested in is the fact that it also decreased their weight and their waist circumference and things like that. But that's my time.
Green pharmacy miracles, no doubt. And again, you know, we don't ever treat diseases. We don't treat cancer. What we do is empower the body to be healthier so it can journey through its own hardships far better being healthy than it is if you're not. You know, I'm not really a big country fan of country music. I like it okay, but I'm not a huge fan. But George Strait is always...
I don't like the new stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. But George Strait has always been like an icon. Well, this is really cool what he wrote the other day. He said, I have maybe 5 good years to sing my songs for you folks. straight set in this song, but hell, it's been around 50 now, and I still love it as much as I ever did when I walk through those curtains and see your smiling faces. My feet don't touch the ground until I walk back out and get on that bus. I don't know how many more years I can do this. I figure just a few. I do want you to know, though, when I do walk off this stage one day and I'm settled in far away from all of this, I'll still hear your screams and cheers in my mind, and I will always remember you. Now, that's the way to live a life and not keep holding on. How many people keep trying to return for the glory and the sparkle when it's kind of that chapter's ended? But to hold it as a treasure like that, I'll hold that my years at Nutrition World like that. There's no doubt about it. My day will come, and I'll always hold all the decades of being in the place that I was born to be in. I love passions.
And we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And Clint has a great passion. And, I mean, you know, you found your niche. That doesn't always mean you make all the money you want. But when you can find your niche, it certainly is serving needs of your heart.
I'm a passionate broke person. That's what you just said. But I appreciate that. That's my words of wisdom today. Follow your passion. It'll lead to a good life of experiences. That's what it
leads
to.
There you go. A lot of stories.
Yeah. Donuts.
Well, that's words of wisdom from the water buffalo. Thank you very much.
I'll take that. I like, you know what? Water buffaloes are badasses. I'll take
that.
They
are.
Hey, they're awesome. Yeah,
you don't mess with them. I'll tell you.
They're awesome. That's right. I've been called a lot worse.
They're like a sheepdog in some ways.
Smart, tough, and kind of quiet. They just kind of hang out until they're ready to rock and roll, just like Clint.
Absolutely.
All right. How that turned around to be such
a
compliment.
And these water buffaloes are not castrated either.
So. Ooh. Well, he's not either. Well, I don't know about that. I know last week.
I was trying to say he's like them, okay?
Well, not, I know
right
last
here
week,
at the end, you're going to throw a whole new thing out there.
He got
upset. Let's not castrate. You have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hey, last week he got upset because we talked about ghost poops, and I asked about his poop.
I wasn't upset.
Private about his poop.
I don't get upset. I just think if people are driving in a row, let's talk about ghost poops.
Let's talk about Clint's ghost poops. Okay. That does it for
big,
this
beautiful ghost poop.
This week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform. Or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, Dr. Deering, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.